with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says there is a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Iran.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on social media that the two countries have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire to be phased in over 24 hours. Trump said on Truth Social that the ceasefire would bring an official end to the war. That's a major change in the hostilities that follow a U.S. strike over the weekend on Iranian nuclear sites. Iran launched a missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar, retaliating for the American bombing of three key nuclear facilities. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Iran said that as long as Israel stopped its attacks early Tuesday morning, it would halt theirs. Israel did not immediately acknowledge any ceasefire, but there were no Israeli strikes reported after 4 a.m. local time. Triple-digit temperatures are in the forecast along the East Coast, and excessive heat warnings will be in effect. NOAA meteorologist Dave Roth says the high heat will be around for a few days.
The record heat that's expected, which in some places tomorrow could be all-time for June, not just daily records, that'll relent as the days go on. A little of that is the record highs getting hotter as you get in July, but the rest of that is because of the trough weakening and lifting out, the ridge is going to weaken too. Once we get into Wednesday and Thursday. But still, it's going to take a while for temperatures to get back to average. It could take a week.
People are urged to stay indoors, especially the elderly, and keep bottles of water handy to stay hydrated. A new report finds that the number of abortions in the U.S. grew in 2024 as more women obtained pills through telehealth. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 374 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asks clergymen about their families.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that most Protestant clergymen do not believe that their job conflicts with their family life very often. But when it does, 80% of them say they choose family over job. 90% of clergy say their spouse is enthusiastic about being in ministry with them. And about 70% of pastors who answer the poll say their job does not impact their efforts to give time to their spouse and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UK lawmakers have backed a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to end their lives. It's a historic vote in Parliament that takes physician-assisted suicide one step nearer to becoming law. The legislation now goes to the House of Lords. That body can amend or delay policy, but it can't overrule the local chamber. The bill would allow terminally ill adults over 18 who deem to have less than 6 months to live to apply for assisted death. Fred Smith has died.
Who is Fred Smith? This Fred Smith revolutionized the express delivery business when he founded FedEx back in 1973, delivering small parcels and documents more quickly than the post office. Over the next 50 years, Smith, a Yale alum and Marine Corps veteran, oversaw the phenomenal growth of a company that combined air and ground service, averaging 17 million shipments per day worldwide. Fred Smith was 80 years old. Rich Thomason, Washington.
If oil prices are any measure, Iran just flinched. The price of oil tumbled Monday on a bet that Iran's decision to bomb U.S. and Qatari bases signals it's not planning to do the one thing that could really hurt America, shut down the flow of oil. The 7% drop came after a few anxious moments this weekend. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.